Canada's Newly Diversified Military Fights Itself. By Neil Munro on April 30, 2026. Canada's economic policy of mass migration is causing diverse ethnic and sexual conflicts within Canada's army, according to a leaked military report. Canada's Establishment Globe and Mail newspaper hid the immigration news in the 18th paragraph under a boring headline: Success Rate for Basic Training in Canadian Military Drops. Lieutenant Colonel Mark Keeley said, a block of new trainees was plagued by allegations of racism and infighting between cultural groups within the unit, such as African people from Cameroon against those from Côte d'Ivoire. Lieutenant Colonel Keeley said a significant number of permanent resident recruits had unrealistic expectation of life in the Canadian Armed Forces, including the likelihood they might be posted outside their hometown. A surprising number believed they would simply go home after basic training. He cited other cultural issues, particularly among officer training. For some, it is also the first time they have been expected to treat women as their peers. Permanent residents are recent legal immigrants, not citizens. Many have had little exposure to Canada's fast-shrinking European-style culture. The newspaper added that the military's diversity includes incompatible religious recruits. Most recently, an ordained Anglican minister was enrolled as an artillery officer, leading to questions about what career counseling was provided to this person. They were ultimately unsuccessful at officer training due to their discomfort with handling the service rifle, it said. The Canadian debacle is a warning to Western militaries, many of which are being forced by politicians to accept and train migrants from foreign cultures, including Islam, China, and India. However, nearly all left-wing and progressive politicians favor migration because it fractures the political and cultural power of national citizens. Progressives also attack the cultural clout of the national military, usually by cutting budgets and forcing civilian-style rules into the ranks. During World War II, Canada's armed forces were huge and were responsible for invading one of the five beaches on D-Day. Currently, Canada's military forces are obsolete, poorly funded, and increasingly diverse. Canadian officials recently reviewed and then loosened security checks to help recruit more foreigners. In the first year of the review, the CAF recruited just 8 permanent residents, Canadian Affairs.news reported in October 2025. 2 years later, in 2025, that number had ballooned to 823. To muffle public protest, Canadian officials have announced plans to ensure that only 30% of each training unit will consist of new migrants. The platoon where Africans fought each other reportedly consisted of 83% immigrants, and almost half the trainees were washed out by instructors. But that target disregards the growing share in the ranks of long-standing migrants and the adult children of prior migrants. More than 40% of Canada's younger population is either migrants or the children of migrants, mostly from India. The training report was first leaked by JunoNews.com on April 28. The 83% platoon saw fewer than 1 in 2 recruits graduate, while allegations of racial discrimination were made in multiple directions, from candidates against staff and between candidates of opposing ethnic blocs themselves. Additionally, command saw challenges in training permanent residents as they lacked respect towards women peers and superiors. For many candidates, it is the first time they have lived with members of a different sex, and for some it is also the first time they have been expected to treat women as their peers, explained the confidential report. The report is titled Initial Observations: Impact of Changes to Canadian Armed Forces Recruiting Policies at Basic Training Over 2025. Meanwhile, Canada's government is touting the growing diversity within Canada's armed forces, TVNews.ca reported. The CAF, Canadian Armed Force, said demographic trends point to shifts within the forces. Women currently make up about 30% of applicants for the regular force. Last fiscal year, 1,178 women enrolled, the highest number in a decade, and 921 women have already enrolled as of January 7 for this year's fiscal period. Since April, permanent residents, migrants, have accounted for 27% of all regular force applications, the CAF said. The forces are making a big effort to try to connect better with Canadians on the pay and the benefits that go along with that, Fraser said. Canada's military is hiding the civic disaster under a smokescreen of euphemisms. an April 20 report in the Canadian Defence Review.com wrote. Minister of National Defence, David McGuinty, announced that for a second consecutive year, the Canadian Armed Forces surpassed its regular force recruiting target. In fiscal year 2025-26, the CAF enrolled 7,310 new members, surpassing its target of 6,957 new members and marking the highest number of enrollments in more than three decades. McGuinty said, "The Canadian Armed Forces' continued recruiting success signals more than progress. It reflects a renewed strength at the core of our military. Our investments are delivering, and we are accelerating that momentum by modernizing recruitment, removing barriers to service, and upholding the high standards that ensure the CAF remains ready to defend Canada, at home and around the world." Canada's military breakdown is another result of its elite-imposed migration and diversity. Canada's mass migration policy has already wrecked the nation's productivity, high trust society, wages, housing, and birth rates, even as it boosted investors' values in the stock market. The policy was crafted by the investor-funded Century Initiative, was enthusiastically implemented by Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau from 2015, and is now being pushed by the nation's new multinational Prime Minister, Mark Carney. The same problem is facing other European countries that have imported millions of migrants who are unable and unwilling to integrate into the West's sophisticated culture. For example, Germany wants to expand the nation's military, but it has imported millions of young men and women who might use military training and weapons against Germans. The U.S. military recruits foreign volunteers, but some of those volunteers have spied for China and murdered Americans for Islam. In 2009, for example, a Muslim soldier named Nadal Hassan killed 13 unarmed soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas. The United States has also imported many millions of visa worker migrants into its high-tech sectors. This policy pushed out millions of young Americans and left the nation's critical networks deeply vulnerable to hackers, theft, and wartime damage.